my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
That's a song written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney, but not performed by the Beatles. Peter and Gordon went to number one on this day back in 1964 with A World Without Love. Peter Asher is the Peter part of Peter and Gordon, went on to become the manager for James Taylor and Linda Ronstadt. But Peter and Gordon, number one on this day with A World Without Love, one of the songs given away by the Beatles. Another one given to Badfinger, Come and Get It, was a McCartney song. I'm not sure Lennon contributed to the writing on that one, but that was given away by McCartney to Badfinger. It was also a big hit. A World Without Love, number one on this day back in 1964. Scott Pertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. We head into the home stretch on this Thursday morning edition, day after and day of Democrat debates. We have 10 candidates on the stage last night, 10 more tonight. We've been listening to some audio throughout the morning. What do I want to get to here? Let's do, Castro won. Actually, Phil Wegman had just talked about Julian Castro perhaps getting a bump out of last night's debate. I think we played earlier the immigration back and forth with Beto O'Rourke, in which he appeared to get the better end of that argument. Here he is talking about abortion. This is Julian Castro. Castro won from last night.
Secretary Castro, this one is for you. All of you on stage support a woman's right to an abortion. You all support some version of a government health care option. Would your plan cover abortion, Mr. Secretary?
Yes, it would. I don't believe only in reproductive freedom. I believe in reproductive justice. And, you know, what that means is that just because a woman, or let's also not forget someone in the trans community, a trans female, is poor, doesn't mean they shouldn't have exercise that right to choose. And so I absolutely would cover the right to have an abortion. More than that, everybody in this crowd and watching at home knows that in our country today, a person's right to choose is under assault in places like Missouri, in Alabama, in Georgia. I would appoint judges to the federal bench that understand the precedent of Roe v. Wade and will respect it. And in addition to that,
Julian Castro last night, abortions for trans women and anyone else who wants one, abortions for all. A lot of buzzwords in that answer. Reproductive freedom. He doesn't believe in reproductive freedom. He believes in reproductive justice. And I have to tell you, I'm not exactly sure what that phrase means. And maybe you could ask Julian Castro to define it. Let's do one more abortion cut. We did play this one earlier, but I want you to hear again Elizabeth Warren talking about this. She is the front runner of the candidates on last night's stage. She was the biggest name. Elizabeth Warren asked here about abortion as well. This is Warren won. Warren won.
Everybody can get and exercise that right.
Senator Warren, would you put limits on any limits on abortion?
I would make certain that every woman has access to the full range of reproductive health care services, and that includes birth control, it includes abortion, it includes everything for a woman. And I want to add on that, it's not enough for us to expect the courts to protect us. 47 years ago, Roe versus Wade was decided, and we've all looked to the courts all that time as state after state has undermined Roe, has put in exceptions, has come right up to the edge of taking away protection.
Your time is up, Senator.
We now have an America where most people support Roe versus Wade. We need to make that federal law.
Thank you. Jose?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No follow-up from Lester Holt there, even though Elizabeth Warren did not answer his question at all. Do you support any limits? She did not say that. She did not say anything. So apparently we are left to believe that, no, she does not believe in any limits on abortion. And no follow-up from Lester Holt to clarify. Senator, does that mean that you do not believe there should be any limits to abortion? No, no follow-up, of course. And also no questions last night about the DNA test. And Elizabeth Warren, she escaped questioning about that as well. I don't know. I thought I know she's getting a little media bump here. The media really likes Elizabeth Warren. She has a plan for everything. That's the buzzword. That's the phrase that all the analysts use about her when they want to say something nice. Elizabeth Warren is amazing. She has a plan for everything. They even used that. I think Savannah Guthrie used that in the opening question last night. Senator Warren, you have a plan for everything. Tell us about this plan. I think she did just all right. I think she would have been better off to be with the big names on stage tonight, kind of the better half of the debate crew with Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg and Kamala Harris. Those candidates will be on stage tonight. I think she would have been Warren that is better served by being on stage with the bigger names. Second debate tonight, as I mentioned, that's happening from 9 to 11 again. You could expect more reaction and audio on tomorrow's program, where I'll be back hosting. NBC, MSNBC, same setup, same moderators with different candidates. So you'll have a chance to find out what those people... I wonder how similar the questions will be, right? I'm sure we'll hit the same issues. We'll hit abortion. We'll hit private insurance being banned. We'll hit... immigration, all those things. We'll see how hard Pete Buttigieg is being pushed on what's happening in his city of South Bend and how he's dealing with it, you know, not being on the ground in South Bend, but instead being on the campaign trail for much of this time. It could be pretty darn interesting. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. This portion of the show brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, has been since 1947. Wolverine, a Michigan-owned and operated business that employs your friends and neighbors who build the very best water treatment systems right here. And now with your chance with a brand new reverse osmosis drinking water system from Wolverine, just go to stevegruber.com to get started. Click on the Wolverine contest button, sign up for your free water test, and get registered for your chance to win an RO drinking water system worth $2,700. Nothing more important than pure drinking water. No better place to make that happen than Wolverine. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine contest button, and set up for your free water test. Get signed up, get registered for your chance to win an RO drinking water system worth $2,700. Back to wrap up hour three in a moment. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college.